Yerushalmi Peir, corresponding to Zochim Bavli Daf Nun Gimel. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, the Mishnah at the top of the page, Halacha Dalet. Bala Bayis Shahaya Oivim Mokim Lemokim B'tzorch Litol Leket Shechu Peir U'Ma'ase Oni K'Sheyach Zilabaisa Yerushalim Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, if a landowner was traveling from place to place and he was in need of taking Leket Shechu Peir or Ma'ase Oni as he ran out of money, when he returns home he has to pay the amount that he took. Since he was poor at that time, he doesn't need to repay. One who exchanged with the poor, what they gave him is exempt, and what he gave them is obligated. If two people received a field of sharecroppers, each can give the other his portion of masa oni, although they cannot keep it for themselves. Hamakabel sadeh Liksor, Osa, Beleket Shechu Peir, U'Ma'ase Oni. One who receives a field to harvest may not take for himself the Leket Shechu Peir and Ma'ase Oni. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Eim Asai Bezman Shekibla Mimenu Lemechzer Leshish Ulevia. Aval Im Amar Loi Shlish Masha Atakoitze Shelcha, Muta, Beleket Shechu Peir, Ve'Osa, Be'Ma'ase Oni. Rabbi Yehuda says, this is true when he received it on condition to pay the owner a half, a third, or a quarter of the produce. But if the owner said, a third of what you harvest is yours, the sharecropper may keep Leket Shechu Peir, but not Ma'ase Oni. And the Gemara says, Tani, Avu Benoi, Ish Ukroivoi, Shnei Achim, Shnei Shutfim, Poidim Zelazer, Ma'ase Sheni, Venosnim Zelazer, Ma'ase Oni. The Gemara brings a Baisa, a father and son, a person and his relative, two brothers and two partners can redeem Ma'ase Sheni from each other without the need to add a fifth, because they are considered strangers. They can also give each other Ma'ase Oni. And Rabbi Yehuda, Tavoi Me'ira L'mishu Noisin La'aviv Ma'ase Oni. Rabbi Yehuda says, a curse be upon one who gives his father Ma'ase Oni. Amu Minayin Shim Hayu Shneim Aniyim. Rabban said to Rabbi Yehuda, from where do you know that if both father and son are poor, the son should not give his father? Certainly it should be acceptable. Ma'abeinah L'kadmaisa Ela Kishe Tiksor Shlish Harehu Shelcha. The first Tana said that one who receives a field to harvest may not take for himself the Leket Shechu Peir and Ma'ase Oni. Rabbi Yehuda said that this applies when he received it to gain a percentage of the produce, but if the owner said a third of what you harvest is yours, the sharecropper may keep Leket Shechu Peir, but not Ma'ase Oni. But what's the difference between the two cases of Rabbi Yehuda? In the latter case, it's understood to mean when you will complete the harvest, a third of it will be yours. But before that time, he doesn't own anything, so he's exempt from giving these gifts. Amar B'chiyah B'babun Hada Amar Sha'amrichez Z'chiyah B'peya Shehi Materes Ez Amorim. B'chiyah B'babun said, and we had an earlier Mishnah in Perek Beis in Mishnah He, and it taught there that if the owner harvested half and sold half, the buyer must give peya for the entire field. And the Gemara said over there, may the poor seller take for himself the peya that he gives for the portion of the seller? And this can be answered from Rabbi Yehuda's second case in our Mishnah. The seller may take, since the field is not in his possession. Amar Rabbi Yosi B'bun, Taman Nischaiva Sadehu B'mhacha Lo Nischaiva Sadehu B'Rushusai. And Rabbi Yosi B'bun rejects it. He says, no, there the field became obligated in the seller's possession, so he may not take payah. But here the sharecropper only received it after it became obligated, so his portion didn't become obligated and he may acquire the gifts. Amar Rabbi Abo Ba'anagri Shniyehi Beleket Shechu Peir Shehein Ba'aziva. Rabbi Abo Ba'anagri said that the reason Rabbi Yehuda said that he may not receive the Ma'ase Oni is that Leket Shechu Peir are left standing in the field and he only had rights to the harvested crop. In contrast, detached crops are obligated in Ma'ase Oni, and since he acquired the detached crops, he cannot therefore acquire the Ma'ase Oni for himself. And now the next Mishnah, Hamoicha Sadehu Hamoicha Mutar Valekech Osa. The Mishnah says if a person sells a field, the poor seller may take its gifts, but not the buyer. Lo yischa adam es hapoyel amanas shi yilket benoi acharov umisha einu maniach es aniyim lelakeit oi shu maniach es echad ve efe echad einu maniach oi shu mesayeh es echad mehen hari ze goyze es aniyim al ze nema al tafi gvul oilim. One may not hire a laborer on condition that his son gathers the leket after him as part of his payment. If someone doesn't allow the poor to gather, or he allows one poor man but not another, or he assists one of them, then he's robbing the poor. And about this, the Pasuk says in Mishlei Perek Chof Beis Pasuk Chof Ches, do not remove an ancient boundary. And the Gemara says, Masnisa kashe mochalai sadeyu v'koy mosay, avale mochalai kama v'she loy sade etzol ze, ani koyre sadcha v'etzol ze ani koyre kitzircha v'im asakein hawe ze goyzel es aniyim. And the Gemara says the Mishnah refers to when he sold him his field and its standing corn. But if he sold him just the standing corn and retained the field for himself, they're both prohibited to take its gifts due to their ownership. This one because of the phrase "your field," and that one because of the phrase "your harvest." And taking them will be considered stealing from the poor. Balabayis she'oisakein hawe ze goyzel sa'aniyim, po she'oisakein hawe ze goyzel lebalabayis ula'aniyim, va'zeh nema al tasi gvul oilim. If a landowner stipulates with the laborer he is stealing from the poor. If a laborer did this, he's stealing from the owner and from the poor, as he intentionally dropped a lot of leket. And about this, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, in Perek Chof Beis, Pasuk Chof Ches, don't remove an ancient boundary. Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Yosef Chadama, Elu Oilei Mitzrayim, Vachadama, Elu Sheyoldim Nechseim, Lesemiya, Sevachim, Sagya Nehoira. Rabbi Yirmiya and Rabbi Yosef disagreed over the meaning of the word Oilim in the Pasuk that we had. One said it refers to the Oilei Mitzrayim, those that came out of Egypt, and one said it refers to those poor who, Yoldu, lost their possessions. So why is the term Oilim used? It's just as a blind person is called a Sagina, which means much light. And Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak says there's another understanding of the word Oilim, as the Pasuk says in Yishayahu, in Perek Nun Ches Pasuk Zayin, and roaming poor we shall bring home. Amav Avin, Imasisa Kain, Malani Alecha, Ki Ilhavesa Bekurim, Lebesa Mikdash, Nemakam Tavi, Venemala Alon, Rachis Bekuri, Admascha, Tavi, Besa Shemelekecha, Vegeme. But Avin said if you do so, it means you bring home poor people, Hashem views it as if you've brought Bekurim to the temple, as the word you shall bring is used here, and is also used in the Pasuk in Shmois, Perchav Gimel Pasuk Yotes, the choices of the first fruits of your soil you shall bring to the house of Hashem, your God, etc., which is referring to Bekurim.